The Blooding of Jack Absolute by C.C. Humphreys. Read by David Thorpe. Part 1. Youth. Chapter 1. Cain and Abel. Cornwall, September 1752. The end of time came on a Wednesday, and Jack was missing it. There was rage and riot in every corner of the realm, all because the papists, led by some douncer named Gregory, had stolen near half of September. He didn't really understand how that could be, how true and Christian Englishmen could let a pope tell them what to do, but the government had ordered it so, surrendered to the will of those beyond the sea, froggies, Italians and the like. Jack had never met any, but he knew they wished him no good, and, like any other native of the Isles, he wanted to join his voice to the others, cry out, "Give us back our 11 days!" The word had spread just ahead of the flames. In Exeter, they had burnt down the courthouse. In Plymouth, seafarers from Naples had been tarred and feathered. And anything they could manage in Devon, where the people were known to have wishbones where their backbones ought to be, the Cornish would top. They'd be kicking up a dido all around, and Jack had plans to join in. Wasn't going to rest content with a little fuss in the village. No, he and some of the other Zenna lads were bound for the big town, Penzance. 3 hours across the fields if they took it at a clip. He'd been there twice, never seen anything so vast. All sorts lived there, including, no doubting, foreigners. They'd get what they deserved, and Jack would be there to see it. Except he wouldn't. Not unless he could shift these bonds. He strained against them.